morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, January 13th. You'll be interested to know. 69 years ago, today in 1957, a pair of playful entrepreneurs shaped a molded plastic disc into the Frisbee, turning a simple toss into a widely loved recreational flying toy at parks and beaches. That inventive leap popularized casual outdoor play, inspired organized flying disc sports, and established a cultural icon of mid-20th century. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday in Encinitas. This morning it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 3+ feet. Conditions hold steady through the morning, but by noon, they drop to 2 to 3 feet and become fair. Winds shift from offshore at 5 to 6 miles per hour, then turn onshore by late morning at 2 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 10 a.m., with the 2-foot outgoing mid-tide when the west-northwest swell is 1.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 0 mile per hour. And the first low tide on Tuesday will be 0 foot at 1 p.m., followed by a 3-foot high tide at 8. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday provides clean conditions with waves ranging from 2 to 3+ feet throughout the day. Thursday sees a steady increase in size, reaching 3 to 4+ feet, while remaining clean and favorable for most of the day. Friday holds similar heights, but shifts to choppy conditions by the afternoon, making it less appealing compared to Thursday. This morning, it's sunny, and it feels like 55 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:03, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:54. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday with a high near 68 and a light west wind. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 54 and a calm east wind. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday through Friday will be sunny with highs in the upper 60s and light west winds near 5 miles per hour. Saturday turns mostly sunny with highs near 70 and nights mostly clear to partly cloudy with lows around 56. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, two of California's largest home insurers will each raise rates for customers by an average of 6.9% later this year, according to filings with the California Department of Insurance. CSAA will begin implementing the rate increase for nearly 481,800 homeowners starting on March 15th. Rates for more than 650,000 customers with Mercury Insurance will begin to change in July, with homeowners' rates rising by an average of 8.2%. Both insurers attributed the need for a rate increase to inflation and the risk of catastrophes such as wildfires. Customers can reach out to their agent to ask questions about what discounts they might qualify for. Now on to sports. Last night, the Houston Texans dominated the Pittsburgh Steelers, winning their wildcard matchup 30-6. Despite their quarterback struggling and their star receiver leaving on a card, Houston's defense excelled, marking the franchise's first road playoff victory. Aaron Rodgers, facing relentless pressure, threw for only 146 yards with the Steelers suffering their 9th consecutive postseason loss. C.J. Stroud managed 250 yards, but struggled with turnovers, while Christian Kirk excelled with 144 yards on 8 receptions. As the offseason approaches, uncertainty looms for the Steelers and Rodgers, who may not return in 2026. In local sports, Mekhi Becton has openly criticized Chargers offensive coordinator Greg Roman following a disappointing playoff loss where the team only scored 3 points. Chargers fans are understandably frustrated with Roman's performance, and Becton, who signed a 2-year contract worth $20 million after winning a Super Bowl with the Eagles, is no exception. He struggled throughout the season in Los Angeles, lacking the performance that made him stand out the year before. Becton's remarks suggest discontent within the team, raising questions about the future direction as the Chargers enter a crucial offseason. Trouble seems to be brewing in an organization that should be on the rise. In top news, America is trying to determine if it has hit peak pizza. Once the second most common restaurant type in the United States, pizzerias are now outnumbered by coffee shops and Mexican food eateries. According to industry data, sales growth at pizza restaurants has failed to keep pace with the broader fast food market for years. Ravi Thanawala, Chief Financial Officer and North America President at Papa John's International, stated, "Pizza is disrupted right now." Major chains like Pizza Hut and Papa John's are considering strategic changes, including potential sales, amid increasing competition and evolving consumer preferences. Pizza still generates around $31 billion in sales, but its dominance in American dining is fading. In business news, the Justice Department has threatened the Federal Reserve with a criminal indictment over testimony from Fed Chair Jerome Powell regarding renovations, Powell revealed over the weekend. This marks a significant escalation by the administration after President Donald Trump's efforts to exert more control over the independent institution. Trump has criticized Powell for not cutting short-term interest rates and has even threatened to fire him. Powell described the threat of criminal charges as pretexts aimed at undermining the Fed's independence. Investors are closely watching, as an attempt to fire Powell could lead to falling stock prices and higher borrowing costs across the economy. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to just over $91,000. Ethereum is down 2% to $3,000. And XRP is down 1% to $2.06. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. NASA launches a new mission to maximize the capabilities of the James Webb Space Telescope. The James Webb Space Telescope, launched in 2021 at a cost of more than $10 billion, aims to identify potentially habitable worlds around distant stars. Pandora, a smaller satellite, launched early Sunday from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California with a budget of $20 million. It will help scientists better analyze exoplanets and their atmospheres, correcting measurements affected by stellar signals. Pandora will observe 20 selected exoplanets, collecting valuable data to enhance our understanding of life beyond Earth. And in entertainment news, the This actor just dethroned Scarlett Johansson as the highest-grossing movie star at the box office. Zoe Saldana now sits atop the list of highest-grossing actors with a massive total of nearly $17 billion at the worldwide box office. Scarlett Johansson's reign at the box office is over for now. The latest film in the Avatar series, Avatar: Fire and Ash, officially crossed $1.2 billion as of January 12th. But Johansson now holds the second position with $16.4 billion. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "Success means doing the best we can with what we have. Success is the doing, not the getting, and the trying, not the triumph. Success is a personal standard, reaching for the highest that is in us, becoming all that we can be." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.